Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
worship. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Here in, here in, on high.
Mighty man of war, Lion of Judah.
find my own understanding, Lord. In all of my ways, I acknowledge you, Lord. You're not a man that you should lie, yeah, yeah. And you will do what you said you will do. You will make a way where there is no way. You're the master of the universe. Our power is in your head. I'd rather put my every trust in you.
Fail, and I trust in you. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us. In the name of Jesus, the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way. Psalm 27, verse 13 says, I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Psalm 31, verse 9 says, oh, how abundant is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you and work for those who take refuge in you in the sight of the children of mankind. Or taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Psalm 34, verse 8. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good ever. Psalm 107, verse 1. Psalm 119, verse 68. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. Psalm 145, verse 17. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and kind in all his works. Nahum 1:7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in a day of trouble. He knows those who take in him. The Lord is good to all. Genesis 50:20, as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be alive as they are today. Psalm 84, verse 11, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Psalm 103, verse 1 to 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Psalm 145, 8 to 10, the Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all. His mercy is over all that he has made. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your sins shall bless you. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that once you wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Joel 2:13, and rent your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. Zephaniah 3:17, the Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save you. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exalt you with loud singing. Say Matthew 5:44 and 45. But I say to you, Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of the Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and the good, and sends rains on the just and the unjust. Romans 2:4. Or do you presume the riches of his kindness and forbearance, patience, not knowing God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance? And we know that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, goodness of our God. Hallelujah. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer for you. I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you and we thank you, O God. We honor you. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your goodness in our lives. We thank you for your faithfulness, O God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We thank you for provision. Father God, we honor, we reverence you, O God. You are God, our creator, our Abba Father, CEO of the universe. We bless your name. You kept watch over us as we slept through the night. You woke us up this morning. Father, we thank you. We thank you for each and every one under the sound of our voice. Those that are listening now and those that will listen at another time, we thank you for our children and grandchildren and spouses. We thank you for family and friends. We thank you for our neighbors. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Father God, we thank you that you will never, ever fail us. We thank you for godly wisdom in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for ordering our steps in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit moving in our midst, moving upon our hearts in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for salvation. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, this morning we come to the throne of grace and we ask you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission, O God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And we cry out to you for mercy, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. Have mercy upon our children, our spouses, our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy upon our grandchildren, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. Father, we come to thy throne of grace and ask you to forgive us of all our sins, sins of omission and commission, all that we have done in thought, words, and deeds that did not bring glory and honor to your name. Father, we repent in the name of Jesus. We repent, O God, in the name of Jesus, not a form of godliness denying the power within, but we repent from our hearts, O God, as the Holy Spirit lead us and teach us and guide us and bring things into our remembrance. Holy Spirit, bring things into our remembrance right now, things that we are doing that is not pleasing to God. Let the will of God be done in our lives in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we come again, once again, to say thank you. And we thank you, Lord, for forgiving us of our sins, cleansing us from all unrighteousness. Father God, we release the blood of Jesus to wash away our sins. Release the blood of Jesus to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Release the blood of Jesus over the cyberspace, the airways, this network. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus Christ. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. We soak our homes in the blood of Jesus. We soak our destinies in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children and grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. We soak every food we eat and water we drink, O, cover with the blood of Jesus Christ. Father God, let your blood bring healing to our spirit, souls, and mind and bodies. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, there's healing in the blood of Jesus. Healing is your children's bread, oh, God. For those who are not feeling well, oh, God, this morning, tap into the blood of Jesus. We speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. Not by might or power, but by the Spirit, saith Almighty God. When the enemy comes against us like a flood, Almighty God raises up the standard against the enemy, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus be a hedge, a protector around each and every one of us, O God. The blood of Jesus be a hedge, a protector around our homes, around our children. O God, you are the glory and you are the lifter of our heads. Thank you for the precious blood, O God. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father God, we put the armor on our spouses, our children, our grandchildren, O God, those that are here, O God. And those that will listen at another time, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, we come fitly dressed, O God. Father God, let us walk by your Holy Spirit and not by our flesh. O God, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you, Holy Ghost. Teaching, leading, guiding us. Thank you for taking us from one glory to the next, from glory to glory, from favor to favor, from strength to strength. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, for increased wisdom. We pray for understanding, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we ask you this morning to send your holy angels to be with us and do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let your holy angels do your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus, war on our behalf. In the name of Jesus, the holy angels that are assigned to each and every one of us, individually and corporately, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my God in whom I trust. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. We thank you, Lord, for protection. We thank you for supernatural grace, your supernatural grace resting upon each and every one this morning under the sound of my voice. We thank you for grace resting upon each and every one. Lord, we thank you for greater grace resting upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless your name. Oh, God, we thank you for upgrade in the spirit realm, oh, God, that you have upgraded us from one level to the next level in Christ Jesus. And, Father God, not only is there a divine promotion and acceleration, but, Lord, a divine equipping, oh, God, and teaching for the next level, next season of our lives. Father God, let us draw closer to God. Give us a passion to pursue after God relentlessly. Give us a compassion, oh God, to relentlessly seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the ultimate sacrifice on the cross, for the reconciliation of us back to you. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We give you glory. And we give you honor. Oh, God, you said I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And, Lord, we stand on your word. We stand on your promises, oh, God. We surrender to you. Let the perfect will of God be done in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Welcome again. Hallelujah. We bless God for each and every one. We are still talking about the goodness of God. Father, as I bring this word, let it not be me, but let it be Christ that lives inside of me. Holy Spirit, we surrender to you. Perfect all that concerns this word coming forth. Let it be rooted and planted in us, O God. In Jesus' name, amen. What does it mean that God is good? The first thing we got to look at, God's goodness is a part of his character. God's goodness is one of his attributes. And if we want to look specifically, God's goodness is one of his communicable attributes, meaning it's one of the attributes that he shares or communicate with us. It is one of his attributes that he shares or communicates with us. This is in contrast to God's incommunicable attributes, omniscience, sovereignty, which he does not share with us. God's goodness is a part of his character. It is who God is. So how do we define the goodness of God? Hallelujah. The goodness of God means that God is the final standard of good. And all that God is and does is worthy of approval. God's goodness doesn't mean we will agree with all that he does. Hallelujah. It doesn't mean that we agree with all he does, but he is worthy of approval. So who approval will we agree with? Will we agree with our approvers, God's approvers? Who? We should agree with the approval of Almighty God, because his approval is his will. Hallelujah. His actions are worthy of his own approval. Luke 18:19, and Jesus said to them, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone." Psalm 100 verse 5, "For the Lord is good, and his steadfast love endures forever, generations." Psalm 34:8, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who take refuge in him." Hallelujah. So not everything God does is worthy of your approval. If you're an unbeliever, you will say it's not worthy of your approval. But since you are a believer, thing he does is worthy. Whether you approve it or not, he's good. He's God. Sometimes God does things in our lives that we just don't understand why. And is it happening? Why is so-and-so happening? So there's a mystery that you can look at when you think about the goodness of God. When you think about the goodness of God, you look at the prodigal son who left his dad, went to live a righteous living, careless. And then look what happened to him. And he decided to go back home. When his father saw him a long way off, his father received him, accepted him, gave him a new robe, gave him, and there was a celebration. That's the goodness of God. The goodness of God, let me break it down. When we backslide from God and we decide that we want to do things our way and not his way, hallelujah, and the Spirit of God begin to move upon our hearts, let me tell you something, God will pursue you to come into his kingdom. That's why he will send the leaders. He will make sure he wants us to come to him. Hallelujah. That's why when we have people who's been in the church and they get disenchanted and they want to leave and different things happen, we need to pray because God wants us to pray. That's part of his goodness so that they can come into the sheepfold, come back to God, God's goodness. If God did not care, he will not pursue. He will let you do whatever you want to do, and he will let you bear the consequences. He will not step in. You have a hard head, you will bear this. No, but God is merciful. He's compassionate. When God gets to that point to release his judgment upon you, that means you have not been listening to him over and over and over and over again. Hallelujah. He's merciful. He's gracious. He's good. Amen. So, if you're a Christian, taste and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. If you're not a Christian, come and taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Receive Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Hallelujah. God is good. That's why, as his attribute, he offers his only begotten son. That's his goodness, to give his only begotten son up to save us, to redeem us. God is good. That's why when he was in the Garden of Eden, Genesis 3, when he said, Adam, where are you? God is good when he decided to make coats of animal skin. Hallelujah. God is good when Cain killed Abel and Cain cried, so please don't put a mark on me so no one can kill me. That's the goodness of God. Even though he did what was wrong, God's goodness put that mark on him so he couldn't be killed. The goodness of God. God is gracious. He's kind. He's loving. Hallelujah. You got to thank God that goodness when you wake up in the morning is because of his goodness. Hallelujah. When he provides for you, it's because of his goodness. When he make a way where there seems to be no way, because of his goodness. Hallelujah. When he parted the Red Sea, it's because of his goodness. It's one of his attributes. Hallelujah. It's part of his character. Hallelujah. When you didn't have any finances and God provided for you, it's his goodness. And when the enemy came against you and he protected you, that is goodness. When you went to the doctor and you were diagnosed with something and you went back again and it said, I cannot see it on the x-ray, that's God's goodness. Let me tell you, God's goodness operates all the time, all the time, all the time. And we could go on and on about his goodness. Hallelujah. He's good to all. and his tender mercies are over all his works. Because if someone is wicked and if someone is walking right, when it rains, that farmer will have rain, the wicked farmer will have rain on his farm, and the righteous farmer, if they're right next to each other. That's the goodness. That's why they say he's good to all. He's good to all. That's why we need to be aware of the goodness of Almighty God and appreciate his goodness. His goodness when you have a dream and he wakes you up in the middle of the night and he says to you, pray. That's his goodness because he's warning you of what is supposed to happen. That's his goodness. He doesn't have to do it, but that's his goodness. He warns you. God's goodness is when he battles on your behalf. Hallelujah. God's goodness is when you're weak and he strengthens you. God's goodness is when you're rejected and he loves you. God's goodness when your gifts and talents that he gave you make room for you. That's the goodness of God. Hallelujah. We need to appreciate his goodness. Hallelujah. And God's goodness works through people at times. It will work through people at times. I've experienced the goodness and I'm still experiencing the goodness of God. And you are too. You are experiencing the goodness of God. Maybe you think it's in your own strength. You go to work on that job. No, no, no. It's not your strength. It's the strength of Almighty God. That you can get paid and get your salary and get this. That's the goodness of God. Hallelujah. God is good. And his tender mercies over all his work. If I say give testimony, he will tell me about his goodness. That every one of us have experienced and we are experiencing the goodness of God. We look at Joseph sold by his brothers, jealous. They sold him. He went to Potiphar's house. He lied, he went to jail. And God's goodness, again, we see that when he interprets the dream, he comes out of jail. Even God's goodness in prison, Joseph is head, is taking charge of the prisoner. Why? In prison, is the goodness, God's goodness is, I mean, it's literally resting upon him. The goodness is favor. Even though he told his brothers the dream, and even though they tried to kill him, everywhere he went, goodness of God. In Pharaoh's house, God's goodness. He became the second man. His brothers, when they met him, Joseph said to them, "You meant it for bad, but God meant it for good, so that the children of Israel could have food to eat." And so they say, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. God's goodness, when you go somewhere, you need a job and you get that job and you're not even qualified, it's God's goodness. You get that break and you don't, it's God's goodness. When you get saved from an accident, an incident, that's God's goodness. When your children are saved, that's God's goodness. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Don't reject his goodness. Appreciate God for his goodness. Hallelujah. Good is what God approves. There's no higher standard of goodness than God's own character and his approval of what is consistent with that character. Hallelujah. Even when he created, everything he created, look at Genesis. He said it was good. Good is very good. Everything about God is good. So let's praise God for his goodness in our lives. Let us praise God for his goodness in our lives. Hallelujah. Goodness in the lives of our children. Goodness. Hallelujah. Let's thank him, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Even when we were yet sinners, how many of us, we were in the world and God's goodness saved us? We could have been dead and we could have been in hell. When we were not even in his kingdom, he saved us. Some of us should have been in accidents, should have been in the grave. But he saved us because of his goodness. Hallelujah. Where we're yet sinners, his goodness leads us to repentance. His goodness. Now think about the goodness of God. 9 years old. I was 9 years old. His goodness woke me up and I saw Jesus right in the room and he said, get out of here. Wake your sister up. That's God's goodness. Hallelujah. And save us from the fire. That's his goodness. When I almost die having my daughter, he saved me. That's his goodness. His goodness. Coming up, getting up in the morning and doing this prayer service is his goodness. Oh my God, I've been up. Lord, woke me up about 1, 2 o'clock. And I just had just gone to sleep. He wakes you up. He said, pray. Wakes you up, pray. I was on this prayer line. I was only praying in the spirit for over an hour. So that's who gave me that praying in the spirit. I didn't question God. When he tells you to do stuff, you do it. It's because of his goodness. Father, we bless you and we thank you for your goodness. Your goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, I pray for an overflow of your goodness in each and every one's life right now. Those that are right here this morning. Tangible, let them see it. Tangible, oh God. Give them testimonies in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I hear the Spirit of the Lord. Is there someone suffering with something with their skin? And the Lord wants to heal you. Is something to do with your skin? It's like a area of your skin. Father, in the name of Jesus, release your healing anointing for the stripes of Jesus. That person who is suffering from that skin, something with their skin, oh Lord, like you're showing me. Oh God, take away the pain, take away the redness, take away the swelling. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. It's like the Lord said, it is cellulitis. And I'm just looking at it, it's when bacteria enter into your skin, and the Lord is going to heal you. There's heal you of this. He's healing you right now if you receive your healing. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Another person, God, something with my God, I don't even know these things. God is just dropping it in my spirit. And it's called fibromyalgia. Hallelujah. And what is it? It's fibromyalgia. Fibromyalgia. A chronic disorder that causes pain and tenderness throughout the body. And it makes you tired and you have trouble sleeping. God wants to heal you. Hallelujah. Of this. It's like pain and stiffness all over your body. Some of this is pain and stiffness all over your body. You get tired and you very fast fatigue and tiredness. You get depressed and anxiety. You have trouble sleeping. You have problems with thinking, memory, and concentration, headaches, including migraines. I don't know who this is, but God wants to, if you have these symptoms, God wants to heal you in the name of Jesus. You might have not even been to the doctor, but you're going through this. You have stiffness in your body. You're tired. You fatigue all the time. You suffer from depression and anxiety. You have sleep problems. You have problem with thinking, memory, and concentration. You have headaches. God wants to heal you. There's healing in this place right now. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. By the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. Gloria masanderiako. Thank you, and we bless your name. We gave you glory. We gave you honor, O God. We bless you, O God. Father, we lift up Mariama's daughter. We pray, oh God, for healing, that you will be with her as she goes to surgery. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, you are the doctor. And so, Father God, we ask you to touch her, oh God. Release the blood for healing, healing in the name of Jesus. Oh God, by the son of Jesus, is healed, oh God. Be that doctor, oh God. Take over the operating room, oh God. Father God, as Mariama go, be with her, traveling mercies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. We praise your name. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Before I leave, there's somebody, their lungs. fluid around your lung cavity. But if the Lord show me the fluid, that God wants to take that fluid out, be careful how you move about. Amen. In the name of Jesus, Father, we flush that the extra water, liquid out from around that lung. Oh my God, the lung cavity. Your respiratory is so bad. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we speak healing right now. Healing right now. It's like a congestive, I think it's like a congestive heart disease. That's why you have the Spirit of the Lord saying, hallelujah, be careful. Hallelujah, God is healing you, and receive your healing and believe. If you believe, you will receive. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful day.